Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Ask Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. But we'll see if we can change that today with our guest comedian, Nellie Thomas.
Hello.
Welcome.
I reckon I've got some answers.
You reckon?
Yeah.
To these questions?
Absolutely.
Do you do the Saturday quiz regularly?
By the Saturday quiz.
From the paper
quiz,
that's in the Saturday paper?
Who reads the paper anymore, Kyron?
I do. I get it delivered.
Do you really? You get the Guardian, well, don't you? You get the Guardian.
I get the Saturday paper.
Do you?
I feel I have to get it delivered and pay full price because I basically steal their quiz every week for this podcast, and it feels at like a base level,
right,
I should be subscribing to the paper.
Do you know what? I actually genuinely thought you were about to say, because I feel like I need to support journalism in these difficult times.
Well, let me rewind. We can cut that, yeah? That as well.
Yeah.
That as well.
No, I just do the free shit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, the Saturday paper... Cindy McDonald, who writes the Saturday paper quiz, started the quiz in the weekend quiz.
Yeah.
And like it became a big thing under the pen of Cindy McDonald.
Right.
And she's over at the Saturday paper now. So I sort of like to think that we use the best quiz.
You
in the
use
country.
The best. Well, as long as Chip LeGrand's not writing the quiz, I'm in. That's very niche.
That's a niche
but
card
you loved
for the
it.
Melbourne bubble.
Exactly.
And if you're in the bubble listening to this pod, you're going to fucking love that.
That was my whole career, basically. Yeah. Like the three people in the audience who loved a Foucault joke, they just fucking followed me everywhere. Everyone else went, who is this bitch? Seriously.
All right. Well, the difference with then doing this quiz in a park on the weekend with your friends is that there's a brains trust.
I know.
Who are experts.
That I can draw on.
That you can, get some answers from, hopefully. Let's meet them now. First up, a holistic wellness lawyer. Interesting, I've not heard that before. It's a big hello to Kat Justice.
Hi, hello.
Hello. First of all, are you vaccinated? I just want to know if we should keep distance or...
I abstain. Thank you from answering
from
the
question.
Oh, you're
from the vaccine. Yeah. Sorry, it is an important difference.
Yeah, no, leading the witness, definitely. Absolutely leading.
Kyron, she's pleading the fifth. She's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Which is something you can do in Australia.
In America.
Yeah,
America. She thinks
yeah, that's
she is.
Right. A lot of people actually don't know that like laws is fluid between countries if you want it enough, you know. Mm. It's about manifesting which law you're following, you know, and that's a really interesting
is
area
right?
for me. Yeah.
I always thought law was very strict.
I thought it was quite jurisdictional.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's obviously like a very binary mindset. Mm-hmm. And so that's what holistic wellness law is about. It's sort of about exploring like grey areas and just like looking at energies in law, people's energies and vibrations.
Yes. So Kat's here.
That's Kat with a K, by the way, Kyron.
Sorry?
With a K.
Cat with a K.
Yeah, I could hear you saying it wrong. So.
Oh, sorry. I'll try and hit that K a bit more.
Yeah, thank you so
what
much.
What do you sound the difference? A bit more of an H in the K sound?
It's more of a feeling than a sound, it's to be honest. Feeling. Yeah, I'm attuned.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So Kyron, like, because I'm with a K as well. So
yeah,
do you
think your name is actually pronounced Kyran.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's you.
You're
it's
welcome.
Chloe. It's Kylie.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's
yeah.
favorite.
Karan. So, Kat is here with a K, but the Brains Trust doesn't end there. It's also a big hello to the Saboteur.
Hello.
Hello, Saboteur. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. You won't regret it.
I feel like I will. Because your name is the Saboteur.
Yes, I got to change by deed poll. I'm Kevin ordinarily.
With a K?
Yes.
I
does that track
that.
For you, Kat?
That's correct, yeah.
Yes, the Maybe three K's. The K, yeah. K. Oh.
Should I not be Kelly?
Oh, I was going to, should I be Kelly?
Well, then we can be the four K's,
we
and that would be better.
Okay. I'll be
better.
Kelly. That's
Let's
fine.
Stick with two or four safe spaces for K's.
Yes.
So, the Saboteur, you've sort of saboteured yourself by calling yourself the Saboteur in that now. Now we know that you're going to try and sabotage this.
Oh. Fuck. No, because I studied sabotage. I did a dip ed. And I actually, you know, the first sort of case study, if you will, that we're taught is the Trojan horse. And I should have said my name was like Wooden Horse or something, and then you wouldn't know that, you know, I had a bunch of like Greek guys in me. Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
hello.
Think that was it.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like all villains, I'm ambiguously gay and also have leg braces, so you can tell I'm fucked up on the inside because I'm fucked up on the outside.
It's a giveaway, isn't it?
Like a Bond villain or, you know, Scar from Lion King, and his name is his deformity, or Captain Hook from Peter Pan, and then his name is his disability. And
it's a fun shortcut, isn't it?
Absolutely. Goldfinger, come on.
Let's kick it off. Question number one. In the 1990s, who was TV's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Were you watching telly in the 90s,
I
Kelly?
I was. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was Jada Pinkett Smith's husband. Also
I love that that's how you got to that.
It was deliberate. I'm a feminist.
Yes.
Right? It was Will Smith.
Will Smith, you reckon? Is that what you were watching in the 1990s, Kat Justice?
I mean, my initial thought was that I didn't realise that Bel-Air was a monarchy. And that is a shock and something I'm still going to be processing throughout the quiz. Just to let you know, that's where I'm at. I will be thinking about that.
I think it was more like Prince, the symbol Prince.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's not a title.
Like being an Aquarius. Yeah. It's like the same thing.
honestly,
like just really happy to go with Nelly's experience and lived experience of this moment.
Yeah. The lived experience of having seen the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, actually,
was that traumatic for you?
I've actually never seen it. I'm just a massive Jada Pinkett Smith fan.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah. One of my many niche areas of expertise. Also, Wuthering Heights.
Right.
If any questions come up on the Brontes,
noted.
I'll be right.
So you are such a big Jada Pinkett Smith fan that you not only know who her husband is, but also his work history.
Of course.
Yep.
How could I talk about her without knowing about her significant others?
Yep. And do you know the kids' work history as well?
I do. Willow, who I believe sings. Yep. The Saboteur may be able to help out on that front.
She does. She had an iconic hit with My Hair. I believe that was early 2010. Yeah. She was underage, and she sent in the demo, I believe, anonymously because she hated nepotism. And it's actually a banger of a track. And but now she's moved in more of a punk direction, which as a Jada Pinkett Smith fan, you know, it's clear she's kind of honouring her matrilineal lineage
indeed.
In that way.
So do you also work for like Pitchfork Saboteur? You seem to have like a good understanding of...
You know how we were talking about print media dying? That was me.
Oh, you sabotaged print media.
I worked at Pitchfork. I was like, pivot to video. That's the direction.
Yeah. I'll put Will Smith. Question
number
two.
Are you sure it's not Wilbur? You know, you don't want to get... you don't want to lose the point on a technicality.
Do you reckon his name's actually Wilbur Smith?
I think you should just put it to be safe. I think just put Wilbur to be safe. I'm sure it won't do you a muck.
Can I bring in a deputy down a point? which is that Will Smith has another child from his first marriage, and no one, including me, knows who he is.
Well, you're a fan of Jada, not Will. So
thank you, Karen. You're off
the
hook.
Question number two. The World War II Dachau concentration camp, on another downer point, was in which country? A, Poland, B, Germany, or C, Italy?
Ooh.
Have you ever travelled to...
Poland.
Poland, Germany, or Italy?
I've been to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the listeners won't be able to see this, but I look like I've been to Poland. You know what I mean? I look like one of those Polish mums.
I was actually going to assist on this one because I actually did go to Dachau on my Kentucky tour.
Right.
Genuinely, I actually did do this. Yeah, yeah. And it was like... It was a really big catalyst for me deciding to get into law because
is that
I was
with a K, just checking.
Yes. Branding. I don't think you are a saboteur. I think maybe you should be my agent.
Is that Kentucky tour with the K?
Yeah. With and Duke in the middle and at the start.
Happened to get fingered on that tour.
I couldn't possibly say, Your Honor. Right. However, yeah, when I was at Dachau, which is in Germany, I was like, wow, this is wrong. And that's when I decided to get into law.
Wow. Oh, because concentration camps are wrong.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Wow.
And what you only learned that when you were physically there?
I mean, I had an inkling, but I need to feel the energy of a place a lot of the time.
You know,
like,
we're all on our own journey.
Yeah. Yes. I'm very big with that. So like if I'm representing someone who's like, maybe like it's alleged that they've done like a murder, I would go to the place of the murder just to see if the vibe is murder.
Right.
Just to check. You
or
know?
If it's more of a manslaughter aura, you
That's
know.
Exactly right.
Have you heard the Bieber story? The famous, infamous Bieber. No. So Bieber, you believers, I'm assuming, Justin Bieber went to Anne Frank's house and wrote... In the, I don't know, what do they have there?
Her diary.
I was going
to say, wrote in her diary.
There are a couple of blank pages left.
She just like annotated.
Oh, she hasn't finished this sentence.
What happened?
Yes, and.
Lockdown's a bitch.
I think I can guess what happens next.
He, in all seriousness, he actually wrote, "You seem like a lovely girl. I hope you would have been a believer."
Oh, wow.
And I'm not going to add any commentary to that. I'm just going to let it hang there.
That's an ability to turn that into something about you,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
That is about being Justin Bieber.
As our saboteur has just done. I'm going to go with our crazy wellness lady because she's been Kentucky and I don't mess with Kentucky. I'm going to say
really
it's Germany.
It's a powerful energy.
Okay. I think it's Poland, but I'm going to go with her and go with Germany.
I'll jot down Germany. Question number three, and we'll all blame Pat.
Yeah, we will.
Everybody
what is
does.
35% of 160? What is 35% of 160? Was maths a strong suit at
Look,
all?
Look, I don't want to brag, but I did win the Westpac maths competition.
Did you?
I did.
I love that's good branding from them, isn't it? What a partnership they've set up. That you're still calling it the Westpac maths competition. That is money well spent, I would say.
1984,
mate.
Wow. 35% of 160. 10% of 160 is how much?
Oh, this is clever.
Oh,
this
9.
Is
it feels like 9.
10% of 160.
The saboteur reckons 9.
16.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
16 times of 3 course. Is 48. And then we need to add another 8.
Yeah, eight. You want to add 8.
We
yeah.
need to add another 8 to 48. That brings us to...
56.
What is that? What you reckon, Kat?
Yeah, I got a real 56 vibe.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That felt strong for me. That resonates.
I think
it?
I got it from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite a spicy number, I think. Like in terms of the feeling.
Right.
Spicy. You reckon 56?
Yeah.
You know what's troubling me greatly? My mum was a bingo caller.
Uh huh.
Right. So I know all that. You know, two fat ladies, 88, legs 11, all that stuff. There's nothing for 56. You just say 56.
No, it's burn some sticks in the wellness community. That's
burn
what we
some
do.
Sticks.
Burn some sticks. 56.
Yeah. A lot of lawyers on a Thursday night we do law bingo, law wellness bingo. There's just three of us, but we have our own like cute sayings for all the numbers.
Yeah.
So,
would 9
like
be?
Trust in fate, 28, like things like
right.
that. Yeah.
I'll put 56. Question number 4. Of which country is Frank Bainimarama the Prime Minister? I'll spell that for you. B-A-I-N-I-M-A-R-A-M-A. No K's there, Kat, yeah. But are you picking anything up?
Mm. It's so hard for me to tell without knowing his crystal.
Okay.
I think he's a quartz man.
Yeah, sure.
No, there's no crystal clues here in the Saturday paper quiz.
Wow, it's really strange. Yeah, usually crystals are provided with a quiz.
Yeah.
Traditionally.
Yeah. Maybe just the bingo that you do with Christian Porter.
No, I think I think that's the one in The Age. We've got the
that's right. Yeah. The Age.
Since Nine bought it.
It's probably The Herald Sun.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
No, since Nine bought The Age, things have changed. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Frank Bunny Marama. I guess if I was representing him in a court of law, my first question would be, what are you the president of, Frank? And, you know, and he would be under oath. And then we'd know. And that's what makes the quiz really hard, is that no one's under oath.
Yeah. And after asking him what president he's of, would you then ask what prime minister he's of? Just as a follow-up, because it's more important to this question. Which is, of which country is Frank Bainimarama the Prime Minister?
Prime Minister.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know that I would.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think...
That would be enough.
I think his answer to president would give me a sense of how does he see himself as... Does he see himself as an alpha? Yeah. Does he look to like a future of a republic? You know, it's totally politically motivated question. It's leading the witness, but no one knows I'm doing it. Which is cute.
I think he could be president of Waystar. Again, niche.
Niche, Succession.
Right, but for those who love Succession, they're going to cream their pants over that.
Yeah, he could be. Okay. Oh, you reckon Frank's surname is Frank from Succession's surname is Bainimarama? Because I thought it might have been Smith.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a white man, does it? No.
It's a bit spicy to use Kat's terminology for Succession or really any HBO show.
Any help
show.
From you, Mister?
Yeah, saboteur. I mean, you must work in politics a lot as a saboteur.
Absolutely. I'm whispering in people's ears.
Are you one of the backroom men?
I've been called
faceless men.
Yes, but we're talking about my work during working hours now, Kyron. But, you know, I'm more of a Rasputin figure, oligarchies and such. Mm-hmm. But I really think it might be, if you think about the name Frank, what could that be short for, Frankfurt? You know, it feels German to me, and I know we just said Germany. But sometimes these quizzes like to do a little double bluff.
Is 56 a particularly German number?
I mean, Kat's the one to answer that, isn't she?
I'm just thinking, Kyron, like, I feel like you brought up a really interesting point about him being Prime Minister that leads me to believe, from my law training, that we should be looking at Commonwealth countries, right? Mm,
that is a good deduction
Surely.
To make.
Wonderful. Westminster vibes.
Yeah.
I feel very concerned about admitting this, but I have a degree in politics, and I'm not sure of this answer.
Well, it's not but Canada, because that's JJ Trudeau.
That's JJ.
Yeah.
And it's not here.
No.
That's JJ Morrison.
It's not Barbados, because they became a republic today. Congrats, Barbados. I love that for you.
Oh, well done.
Legit. Yes.
I'm going to guess, and this is going to shame me, because it could be wrong on two fronts, i.e. it's the wrong country, but also I've got the Prime Minister of this country wrong, but I think it's PNG.
PNG, you reckon?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to guess. It's definitely
changed?
Local.
I think it's I
it's
think
in
it's Pacific
our region,
as well. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's in our region. But
have PNG just changed... I think they've just changed leaders, haven't they?
There's been some issues.
Maybe that's why it's
we
in the quiz.
We sent some AFP people over, as far as I know, to maintain order.
So
I'm using
could
my
be exactly why they've chosen to put it in the
it's
quiz.
Deductive thinking.
So let's go.
All right,
PNG.
Let's go PNG.
Question
Sorry to
five.
PNG if that's wrong.
Which animal features on Australia's 5-cent coin?
Ooh.
When was the last time you had a 5-cent coin?
I have a lot of 5-cent coins because I've got kids and that's how I pay them to do shit.
Good
right?
to know that they're still in circulation somewhere.
Yeah. They're in a bowl. They're in a bowl on my kitchen bench.
Yeah.
Because the younger one doesn't really know that you can't buy anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still it's money.
It's still
right?
money.
She likes physical money.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a credit card, funnily enough.
Yeah.
I reckon you could manifest this cat.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's got to be an Australian
animal.
How
do you get paid in cents as well?
Yeah,
surely
like
they can't be paying you
are
much.
Fine incense.
Oh, yes.
There's like a whole range that I'm happy to be paid in. Some
How do you feel about common sense? What's your take on that?
Honestly, like, I know this is crazy, but like, I love word games. Like, I just like. Like, I, you keep saying you're a saboteur, but, like, I'm getting nothing but good vibes from you, honestly. Like, the Australian currency of the 5-cent coin really manifests, like, a cheeky energy, but also a little bit grubby. So what I would say is, like, maybe a possum.
A possum, you reckon? They are cheeky and grubby, aren't
there
they?
There are possums in my backyard. Maybe I've manifested this question, Kat.
It's very likely.
Because I don't know how to get rid of them.
Random.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want to get the guy over to poison them.
No.
But they can't keep shitting on the deck.
Saboteur, would you say you're a bit cheeky and grubby?
Yeah. But no, I'm a bit cheeky. I'm a bit grubby. I'm a bit of a liar. I mean, L-I-A-R, not L-Y-R-E, like a liar bird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a deceptive kind of character, you know.
Well, liar birds are deceptive kind of characters, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, I guess. They sort of can sound like car alarms or, you know, a Grindr notification or sort of they can mimic stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some two of the most popular sounds, car alarms and Grindr notifications.
Yep. I feel like one of those people you see on, like, America's Got Talent who, like, what are they called? Like spiritualists, but they're not, where they plant ideas in your mind. I feel like I've just made you go.
Oh, yeah, like Darren Brown.
Sex on call.
Like,
a mentalist. Yeah. A mentalist.
Have you ever had to defend any mentalists?
Yeah, I had to defend a mentalist in a defamation case. And to be honest, I was like, do you know what, babe? I trust you. You just tell me what to say. And he just mentalist my whole case.
Wow.
I just held some blank papers in a file and Everett totally fell for it.
That.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Wow. What is
your
day rate?
He paid me, but I've never seen the money show up in my account, but I feel paid. So
As long as you feel paid.
Are you a comedian? I feel paid often too.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? I don't know why. But bringing the threads together, I kept thinking Kiwi bird, which is obviously not going to be on the 5-cent Australian coin.
No.
But given that, I'm going to go with lyrebird unless you tell me lyrebird is not Australian.
No, lyrebird's Australian.
I think it's a bird.
I've got a feeling it's a frill-neck lizard.
Ooh.
Okay, I was getting confused with also 1 and 2 cents, which is what my parents used to pay me with for my child labour.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you?
I couldn't possibly say.
Okay.
The little brown coins.
I think maybe it's lyrebird 10 cent, because you need more space for the
you're
lush.
You're right.
Lush
and then echidna's like a 2.
Yeah.
But maybe possums are 1. Maybe I'm wrong.
And then C.Y. O'Connor's on 1, right? He built the pipeline.
Oh, he's on a note, and that is a very WA reference.
I know. I'm trying to make
this a
more national
podcast.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm good to be from Perth, Kyron.
Saboteur, C.Y. O'Connor's pipeline went through my town and was 20 metres from my house. And in the WA heat, we used to go and lay on it.
Oh
to
my
cool
God.
Down because of the rushing water going through.
Well, now that the water's finally going through.
did you have
anything to do with that, Saboteur?
What, his famous day where he walked into the ocean and committed suicide and then his horse came riding back and
so
then his
cheery.
Wife was despondent? No.
No.
Wow. You know a lot of detail.
Yeah. No, we got taught that.
You were either involved or you went to a Perth school.
All right, I'm gonna go rogue. I'm going to guess platypus.
All right, we'll lock in platypus. Question number 6. Translated to English, what is the motto of the titular characters in The Three Musketeers?
What's the motto in whatever language they spoke?
Was it Spanish?
I assume
I think
it was
it's
Spanish.
French,
is it?
I don't know. I think it's Japanese, maybe.
Saboteur's going in with Japanese there.
Sorry. You know who I am by this point.
Do any of us remember what the motto, because we might be able to deduce.
If it's Spanish,
I could get it.
Yeah. What's great about The Three Musketeers is that it's like, it's about the self, but it's also about community.
Right.
And that's what I think is incredible. It's like, you know, you've got to fit your own oxygen mask before you can help your fellow musketeers.
Can I just say, Kat, that I've never heard a more perfect self-critique of wellness.
Yeah, you're welcome. Right? You're welcome.
It's about the self. Yeah. The community will benefit at some point.
Yeah.
What is the community if not made up of... millions of selves, yeah. you know,
yeah. or so everyone
individually
else,
focusing inwards.
They should just look after themselves and pull themselves up by their bootstraps and stop fucking complaining
yeah.
and manifest some equality in yeah. healthcare.
And honestly, like Burn
It
More
is an
Sage,
alt-right movement, isn't it?
Isn't it lovely? Yeah. It really is.
Do you feel like you're in an alt-right movement, Kat?
I don't feel that, no.
no.
What I feel is negativity from you right now,
right.
honestly. That's what
yeah.
I'm feeling.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's it's a William, bunch. You are honest. Picking up on that correctly then.
Yeah. I guess for me, the modern day manifestation of a Three Musketeers motto would be like one for one and then that's all.
All, that's
you
all.
You might have hit on something.
Mm.
One for something,
one
something
for all.
All.
Is
we
that the
are
more traditional?
Family. I got all my sisters with me.
Me.
Or is that Sister
basically
Sledge?
Basically that.
That could be Sister
yeah.
Sledge.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I get them confused.
No, but close.
Mm.
Close.
I think it's like all for one, one for all.
All for one, one for all. It's the only motto I can think of.
Mm. But make sure you write four, like the number four. You
yeah,
never know.
Yeah, and make the number one a
other
one
other than
well.
My favourite motto from The Sopranos, which is depression is rage turned inwards.
Depression is rage.
That's actually
wow.
how you get cancer.
Yeah.
Question number seven.
I was waiting for it. Waiting for it. I led you there, Kat. Led you right there.
True or false? Australia's second largest state, Queensland, is larger in area than the US's largest state, Alaska. Is Queensland bigger than Alaska? Is
you
what they could have written.
Geographically.
But they've written Australia's second largest yeah. state, Queensland, is larger in area than the US's largest state, Alaska. Is that true or false?
Do you mean geographically or
geographically.
Literally the size of Barnaby Joyce's balls?
Yeah. Does he have big balls?
He thinks he does.
Yeah, right.
But then again, you've got Palin in Alaska, haven't you? So she's got even bigger
she's
balls.
She's got bigger balls.
It
ooh. Is ball size that determines a deputy leader, isn't
it? It really does. The aspiration cannot be matched.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't manifest into reality that the aspiration's there.
Yeah.
It sounds like a trick question because it sounds like, no, Queensland can't possibly be bigger than Alaska.
We think of Alaska as
massive.
Well, actually, if we're going on vibe, Kat, do you feel that Queensland is bigger than Alaska or do you feel that Alaska is bigger than Queensland?
I feel like, call me crazy, but like I feel like Alaska is a lot colder than Queensland.
Mm.
And that's a factor.
A bit, a little bit.
You know,
bit,
because
yeah.
heat expands.
True.
And cold contracts.
She's uh-huh. technically right.
Thank yeah. you, Saboteur.
Yeah.
So I think Queensland is bigger than Texas.
Uh-huh.
And that's like the second biggest state. Mm, I mean,
the,
yeah.
The
yeah.
big so hats. Everything's yeah. big.
So you would say true.
I'm going to say the coastline mm-hmm. of Alaska is longer than the coastline of Queensland. But the land mass of Queensland's bigger.
It heads in a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'll put true. Question number eight. A judge this month ended a 13-year conservatorship controlling the finances and personal lives of which entertainer?
Hit me, baby, one more time. Absolutely.
I'll put Britney Spears. Question number nine. As seen from Earth, what is the brightest star in the night sky? As seen from Earth, what
oh,
is the brightest
shit.
Star
just
in the night sky?
Same answer, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a fan.
Are you a big fan?
Huge fan.
So are you thrilled that she's out of the conservatorship
I'm
then?
So thrilled because also yeah. she's given so much to the law, you know?
Has
oops,
she?
I did it again is a legal defense that we use all the time now. So she's really done a lot for
yep.
the community.
I mean, yep. one could argue that the law has royally fucked Britney Spears for the last 14 years
yeah.
and has allowed her father to take patriarchal control of her entire life and finances.
Yeah. Mm.
Or that she's a shining star in the law.
Absolutely.
Either or.
I mean, yeah. she's a shining star separate to the law, I would
right.
say,
yes.
just in terms of her art.
But also in getting out of this conservatorship, perhaps she has set precedents that will change these laws.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
for the disability
I mean,
rights movement, absolutely.
Yeah, for multi-million-dollar pop star yeah. couldn't get out of it for 14 years. I'm not hopeful.
Yeah.
No.
But, you know, it's yeah. possible.
Yeah.
It's definitely Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely
the
answer.
The brightest star.
The brightest. Oh, the brightest yeah. star. Oh, the expression.
No, I can put Britney as well.
I feel
Germany,
like
if you want to put Germany.
Yeah,
I can do that
too. Let's bring back Germany.
I think it's a trick question because one of my kids was talking about she's into planets and she told me I got something wrong the other day and I can't remember which way I got it wrong. I'm going to say it's the sun.
Yes. I love that.
Because awesome I didn't well. Know it's the really sun good. Was a star.
Well, yeah, it's a star.
And I was lampooned by a 9-year-old mercilessly.
Another reason not to have children.
Another reason not yeah. to have children. 8 years at university, didn't know sun was a star.
I'm always telling people to have children. It's one of the best ways to sabotage someone's entire life. It worked on my mother and my father.
And apparently you can't go back.
I'll put the sun. Question 10. Final question. Which motorcycle racing legend ended his acclaimed career at the final MotoGP of the 2021 season in Valencia on November 14th of 2021?
Oh, for God's sake. Who cares?
Rider wound it up.
MotoGP rider, is that a motorbike or a car?
That's a motorbike. That's the ones that spin around Phillip Island sometimes.
Right. This is like a NRL AFL question where I'm left scrambling.
Well, I just dropped the Phillip Island reference in there for all our Melbourne listeners, but yeah. the world will know more about MotoGP.
Bathurst. Is Bathurst related?
Bathurst doesn't know. That's no. no.
Is GP stand for Grand Prix or General Public?
I think...
Or general practitioner. You wouldn't like them.
No, yeah. I don't care for the bricks and mortar establishments.
It's so expensive to have your own place, isn't
I
it?
I know.
Operating online is a much freer environment.
It just allows you to, really relax and be free with your diagnoses.
I think I might know the answer to this. I think it's Valentino.
Is that his last name or his first
designer?
Name?
I think it's his last name. I'm not sure he's a fashion designer. I think it may be a name that more than one person has.
What's his first Crazy. Name?
I can't remember his first name.
Saint, surely.
Christian.
Saint Valentino. I'm not sure. I think Valentino is a very big popular writer who has just retired, perhaps.
You're thinking of Saint West.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I designed Formula One and I saw that some of the drivers were talking about this retirement because they obviously all like MotoGP.
Are you secretly watching this shit? Is that what's going on
I don't watch MotoGP, but I do watch Formula One. I do like Formula One.
Oh, I'm speechless for the first time in the podcast.
I know. Because Vin Diesel goes to the Formula One and I'm always up for a Vin spot.
Yeah.
I love to just like spot him. There he is.
Now I need to know what other sports you like because this is shocking me.
Well, I like McLaren, and McLaren was just like...
But that's also in the same genre.
McLaren's Daughters, I loved that show. So beautiful.
McLaren Vale, delicious wine.
It's about a family.
They
and
really
one, she's come from the big city and she doesn't want to get poo on her boots because they're expensive. Yeah. So
they really made Ramsey Street,
anyway, I'm feeling I'm not going to win you over, so I'll just put Valentino.
Valentino.
Yeah.
Whoever you are.
I did cut his brakes just an hour ago, so...
Is he alive? He's still with us?
He's still alive,
He's still... Well, you know,
some people
done.
Die. They risk their lives for this sport.
Apparently they do.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I'm going back to my TEE, which for those in other states would be HSC, something like that. Yep. I would be happy with an 80%
VCE for the Melbourne
bubble. QCS for Queensland.
WAIF.
Yeah.
Well, when I was in WA, it was TEE, but I'm older than you.
Our We're doing a lot of cross-generational and cross-continental.
We are. Cross-generational makes me feel significantly older than I am. But I'm going to go, I would have been happy with an 80% or above in physics.
Yeah.
And that was my hardest subject. So I better get 80% or above. I better get 8
you
out
want
of 10.
8. Well, that is a very high score on
is
this
it?
Quiz. So if you get that, you should be very impressed
but
with yourself.
But I think you'll find we were significant brains trust between the four of us.
Absolutely.
Also, as your lawyer now, Nelly, I would be so willing to negotiate for a higher score for you if you're not happy with the outcome.
Thank you.
Let's find out how you did. In the 1990s, who was TV's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? It was Will Smith, and you were correct. Question number two was, the World War II Dachau concentration camp was in which country? It was indeed Germany.
Yes, well done.
Thank you, Kentucky.
Let's go on Kentucky there together and celebrate.
56 is 35% of 160. Congratulations.
Nailed it.
Spicy.
Frank Bainimarama is the Prime Minister of Fiji.
Oh, fuck. I knew it was one.
Close. Cigar. Question number five was, which animal features in Australia's 5-cent coin? It's not the platypus, it's the echidna.
Which we mentioned. That was on the 2 cents.
And then swerved.
I'm not going to get the 80.
English, what is the motto of the titular characters in The Three Musketeers? It's one for all and all for one. not all for one and one for all.
Honestly, Karen, in a court of law, that would not hold up.
Seriously.
If you've said it, you've said
are
it,
you not going to pay that?
I'm not going to pay
what
that.
Are you,
question
Tony
number seven.
Barber? Jesus.
Australia's second largest state, Queensland.
Delvine Delaney should walk in and override that.
Is larger in area than the US's largest state, Alaska?
Jesus.
Yes, true. You're
thank
up to
you.
Four. Question number eight. A judge this month ended a 13-year conservatorship controlling the finances and personal life of Britney Spears.
That was too easy. That
the
one.
Brightest five. Star.
Very good.
You could still get to seven, as seen from Earth. What is the don't brightest star
me.
In the night sky? You said the sun.
Yeah.
But
the
Sirius.
Night sky. The oh, night sky.
The night sky.
Oh,
we didn't listen, did
he
we?
Did you on syntax?
No.
Oh, shit.
It's an Easter egg for the listeners, but I actually really tried to clue you in there while staying true to my character by referring to Kyron as very serious. Anyway, no one got it. It's fine.
Thank you so much for your help at this difficult time.
Yeah.
Anytime.
And thank you for explaining that now.
Well, yeah, now it's the emotional sabotage.
Yeah.
The reflection.
The sabotage continues. Question 10 was, what motorcycle racing legend ended his acclaimed career at the final MotoGP of the 2020 season in Valencia on November 14? Was Valentino Rossi.
Oh my God, I knew it. I knew it.
Reds. So it was his first, you got these
first
names.
Name.
Tell me we didn't get 50.
You didn't get that point, no.
No, but the final result from my calculations, from my Westpac maths head, is 50%.
5 out of 10.
If it was 6, we could have just turned it upside down, made it 90.
Yep,
but
no.
I can't do anything with 5.
No, you can't.
It you could make it a 2.
But you could draw a mean on it and make it into a
it
lion,
would be an
which is
S,
a powerful.
Which stands for saboteur.
Oh!
Dun, dun, dun.
I got you, you porn.
I wanted 8 for boobs on the calculator.
I have so much respect for you and your craft.
Oh my, let's hang out. Let's collab later.
Absolutely.
I love you. I love your energy.
Thank
seriously.
You
where's the Bronte sisters questions?
I know. In a quiz gone by, we have had Bronte
come
series
on.
Questions, but not this week. Well, you've popped in to sabotage us today, but is there anyone that you sabotage more frequently? Anyone you're working on at the moment?
Oh, yes. Some fucking twink named Alistair Baldwin. I'm messing with his career, you know. I'm telling him, oh, wouldn't it be fun to do a fortnightly improv show at Comedy Republic in one of Melbourne's iconic inaccessible venues. So he has to go up these he also wears leg braces. That's how he met, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my way of sabot.
Do all the leg brace people know each other, do they?
Yes. There's a meetup, you know, it's us and then it's weirdly the bondage community because there's weird overlap.
Oh, so it's at Wet on Wellington?
It's on Wet on Wellington. People love me. They're like, oh, this is pre-packaged bondage. You already came strapped in.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you to provide your personal email so none of the emails from the disability community come direct to me?
Yeah. Well, you can actually direct them to the DMs of Alistair Baldwin. You know, he doesn't particularly want to, but when you're disabled in the entertainment industry, you sort of have to double as an advocate, even for baseline respect. And he's, I think, a Baldwin Alistair on Twitter and Instagram. So if you have any issues, just DM him or,
yeah.
you know, Nelly or whatever. You
yeah,
know.
Maybe not so much with the Nelly.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I say something which could ruin your life? Hello.
Ruin your life would be too strong.
You don't
inconvenience
know.
Inconvenience your day, maybe. And Kat Justice, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And, you know, good luck with all the cases.
Thank you. Thanks.
Have you got anything before the bar at the moment that you're working on? Any clients you're spending time
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I'm
the
actually
moment?
Auditioning for a jury at the moment. A lot of people don't know you get to audition for like a jury that you like, you know, that you feel good about. So some very promising candidates. Saboteur, obviously, you'll be getting a callback. Bring
yes.
your best 16 bars.
Thank you.
And Gillian Cosgrove, who's a Melbourne performer.
And Nellie Thomas, congratulations, 5 out of 10. That is above average on this show, so well done.
Karen, please don't patronise me. Devastated. I don't know that I'll ever live this down. I'm not sure why I've attended today, is my honest answer.
People can hear you on the ABC in Melbourne.
They can sometimes.
And you have some books out. Some Mums Are Fat Moles.
Some Mums Are Fat Moles was a lockdown venture. I usually write kids' books. I got sick of it and I wanted to swear and have, you know, some lesbian content.
Yep.
Some Mums Are Fat Moles.
Great.
So
put out by the ABC?
Yeah. It was very interesting trying to get Virginia Trioli to say Fat Moles. Very interesting.
I listened to that podcast. That's it for Wax Physical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.